This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour on the DJV Experience. Hi, Doug, Jen, Victoria are here. I'm Doug, happy to present you with two of the most intelligent. I know, it's almost demeaning to say that. Now that I think of it, it is, it's a given that you're here because you are intelligent. You got something to say, and you say it. So do you feel like I shouldn't? I mean, it's always nice
would
to hear
good
things. Would
you say that if we were
you.
Guys? I mean, that's and it's not a slam.
That's
a question.
That sort of would brought me back. No, I think I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
So, and that's why I caught myself in a sense because I don't want there to be that. The assumption is that you are here because you have something to say. The fact that you are women and younger than I am gives. There, the thrust of the conversation becomes different and much more inclusive. If it were just me droning on, taking phone calls from people who agreed or disagreed with me, which is what I used to, there was a lot of that in the old days of the Good Day program. A lot of people call, yeah, Doug, I agree with you. Who wants to listen to that? I don't want to listen to that. Myself, I want to have somebody that makes me think.
I like to hear when people agree with me.
Oh, you do? Okay. Jennifer, I agree with you.
Thank
now,
you. A little backslapping never hurt anybody.
That's right. Okay, so now let's see if we agree with what your trending stories are for this hour.
Well, Bridgeport, Connecticut is trending, and that is because there is a local man in the area, right, who has been accused of stabbing two people. Why, you ask? Well, it was all about the high gas prices. Did you do some traveling for the 4th of July? Maybe you noticed that
bring your knife with
at
you?
The pump
were
a little bit high. Algie Womack, who's 54, he was charged with attempted murder, first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and threatening and breach of peace, and he was being held on $200,000 in bond. Police officers say they were patrolling Main Street in Bridgeport on Tuesday morning when they heard a woman screaming from a parking lot at St. Vincent's Medical Center. She was soaked in blood. She complained she had just been stabbed and told officers her assailant had fled. They started looking for this guy with a description, and they found him walking on Main Street with a bloody knife in his hand. He said he was just defending himself. They heard about a second stab victim who had made their way to the hospital already. This was a 37-year-old female that told officers that after a night of drinking and card playing at her Derby home, she and her uncle had agreed to take this guy, this Algie Womack, back to his home if he paid for gasoline. But when they got to the gas station, he complained about the high price of gas and refused to pay for it. The three of them then got into an argument that ended when he pulled out a knife and stabbed the woman and her uncle. There you go. Gas prices are absolutely attempting to kill people.
Wow. Yeah. They need to
All right, Victoria, what do you have to top that?
I don't know. I can't top it. Yeah, I can't top it. However, American beer has been trending, and more Americans are putting down Buds and Coors and grabbing wine, liquor, Corona, and Michelob. And they say Americans' changing drinking habits have been taking shape for a few years, but the trend has been accelerated in 2018 so far. Beer shipments from U.S. breweries are down 3.5%, and that's just this year. And we're only halfway through the year. So the big four U.S. brands, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Budweiser, have been hit particularly hard. So a lot of research analysts are trying to figure out what's wrong with big American beer. A few things have come to the surface from their research. For starters, drinkers apparently think it's stale compared to craft beers. And a wider selection on the shelves and growing concepts like brew pubs and tap rooms and music festivals have apparently created challenges for these, you know, traditional American beers. And food pairing is listed as another problem for beer. American drinkers don't find that beer goes well with everything. And so they're turning to different wines and other liqueurs. And so drinkers at brunch will drink mimosas or Bloody Marys. They'll have a glass of wine or a cocktail at happy hour, bourbon on cold nights, and they save beer for Sunday football games, which really cuts down on the beer market. And they also say shifts in younger drinkers' preferences have upended the industry. Fewer people today say they exclusively drink beer or wine. Everybody kind of drinks a little of everything. And more women are drinking, and they favor wine and cocktails at a much higher rate than men. So that's the light beer industry.
More women are drinking just alcohol. Is that
in general? Really? Yeah. That's
why
what they find.
Is that true in your circle? What's in your circle, Victoria, of friends? More women drinking than has been the case? Do you see a difference?
No, all of my friends, we're all social drinkers, so I haven't noticed that one person never used to drink and now she does.
How about you, Jennifer? Your circle of friends, more women drinking than has been the case that you can remember?
No, it's pretty consistent. I think my group of friends, we're social drinkers. Although right now there's a lot of people who are either moms or pregnant, so maybe drinking might be down in my circle.
Right. Kara,
but no one drinks beer in our circle. None of the girls.
What about you, Kara?
Ever.
You drink beer? You're a bartender.
I'm an equal opportunity drinker.
You are.
Yeah, I will agree that within my circle of friends, it's pretty equally male and female. Mm-hmm. And I will say definitely most of my female friends are drinking wine more than beer. But I definitely have some female friends who are drinking beer. I like beer. I like wine. All the guys are drinking beer. So it is kind of surprising to me that beer sales are down. I thought that, okay, Bud Light, Budweiser, those might be down, but craft beer, I see people drinking that all the time, always, whenever we're out. So that's
But those sales are even down. Craft beer, which they actually thought would save the beer industry, and that's still growing at a much slower pace than they anticipated. So I think that the fact that and Jen, you're the sommelier here, so you can probably attest to this. The fact that rosé has taken off in the last few years to the level that it has, everybody's drinking rosé. Even guys don't care if they're drinking pink wine anymore. So it's just, I think that beer has just been replaced with stuff that maybe tastes better or is more exotic, at least the image of it is.
It really goes in trends. I think about it for a long time. Vodka was the cool alcohol to drink. Now it's more whiskey and some of the darker stuff. Tequila is making a comeback right now. So I think it just kind of goes in ebbs and flows. I don't think beer's ever going to go away. That's our American beverage, right? You go to the ballpark and you have a beer. But obviously there are just trends, consumer trends, that are driven by the best Instagram pictures.
My trend has been I found a drink called Ice. It's it comes in fruity flavors. Grapefruit is my new. It's very refreshing.
Oh, the sparkling ice. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say ice is not a drink.
I was like, what
ice
is he talking about?
Yeah, it's called Ice. The drink's called Ice. You can find it in most of the upscale.
Is it alcohol?
No, it's just
me.
No, I know. That's what I was trying to figure it out.
It's flavored sparkling water or something.
Oh,
it comes
in
those tall, I think, like plastic clear bottles. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of sugar in it, of course.
It's
fake sugar, actually. There's zero calories, but it's got, it's just not the sparkling water taste of like a
little
claw.
It's refreshing on a hot day when I'm out on the farm. So that I'm drinking a lot of it. I'm not getting dehydrated like a couple of guys work on the farm with me have been dehydrated. One of them went to the hospital yesterday. That's something that we all you got to look out for that. So you got to keep yourself hydrated. Whether it's with that, I don't know if alcohol does that good a job, but something.
No, alcohol dehydrates you.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
What did people drink while they went to the Nathan hot dog eating contest?
A lot of water.
Chestnut was the winner. He ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Ugh. What are you, nuts?
Yes. This guy, his entire body must be made up of hot dogs at this point.
God,
he eats
gross.
So many of them.
He fasts I interviewed him once. He fasts for like a day before. And I think he eats a lot to stretch out the first couple of days. Then he fasts. And then he dips the buns in water to make them go down
faster.
See,
that's what grosses me out. If you like eating hot dogs, then whatever. Just eat hot dogs. But the fact that they have
to dip them in water
makes it easier to go down is just disgusting.
74. What does his stomach look like after all this?
I don't want to know.
He's very small.
How long does it take him to have that stuff move through his system?
Ugh. Yeah, do you think not to be gross, but do you think he makes himself vomit after?
No.
Yeah,
I think he just goes.
He must have a system at this point.
Really?
Because he's done it for so long. He's been the champion for so long. His body must know how to deal with it.
22,000 calories in 10 minutes.
He gets the meat sweats. I mean, you can watch him. He starts to sweat. So does Kobayashi.
$10,000. He makes $10,000.
The woman did 41, I think, didn't she? The woman that won?
Hey. What was her prize?
They have two categories. Yeah.
What? Why do they have two categories? Why
do they have men versus women?
Why?
Yeah.
I demand equality in the hot dog eating contest. Damn it. It's 16 past the hour.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Examining America and Americana on the DJV show, let's travel to Evanston, Illinois, shall we? Where you may remember earlier this year, there was video of a Northwestern University doctoral student making news because he was pulled out of his car, subdued for stealing what turned out to be his own car. But the police said, how can you, a black guy, afford a car like that? That basically is the substance for a lawsuit now that's been filed against the Evanston Police Department, and the each officer is being charged. There are four, I guess, different officers that have been sued $50,000 apiece, plus compensatory and punitive damages. And so there was a study done of the Evanston Police Department, and the findings by the Justice Center at Northwestern, according to the professor who did the study, it's, quote, normal for a police department to expect lawsuits, and Evanston is in the norm curve. In other words, they expect this kind of a problem in cities like Evanston, that there are going to be false arrests, that there are going to be police who do things that they're not supposed to do. They just figure on that, and they put aside amounts in the city budget to pay plaintiffs who sue the city because the police don't know how to do their job. Can you imagine that? They admit to that?
That's, they have a budget for it.
They have a budget of $983,008 for settlements.
Line item.
What? My God. Oh, jeez. 21 after the hour.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Scarlett Johansson facing backlash in entertainment news. There's a new role. She's going to play a transgender man in the movie Rub and Tug. Some people aren't happy with that. She's going to play Jean-Marie Gill, a person born female at birth, identified as a male. He succeeded in Pittsburgh's 1970s and 80s massage parlor and prostitution business by assuming the identity of a man. The movie will be directed by Rupert Sanders, who directed her in Ghost in the Shell. So some people on social media, ladies, calling out Scarlett and the filmmaker for casting a non-trans actor. Why would they call her out? She didn't make the decision. She was up for the role. Somebody chose her. Why is this not on her? If anything, it's on Rupert Sanders or whoever the casting director was of the movie. It's not on her. What do people think? They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Anyway, other people who have had the same experience backlash, Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, Felicity Huffman, they have all played trans characters across Amazon's Transparency the series and in Dallas Buyers Club and Trans America. They all received awards and recognition, whether it was an Emmy or an Oscar nomination, whatever. I don't know, isn't this more much to do about nothing?
I don't think so, because in Transparent, which is has some trans actors that are in the supporting roles, one of the actresses tweeted, and she makes a good point. She said, "I wouldn't be as upset if I was getting in the same room as Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett for non-trans roles, but we know that's not the case. We're not even allowed to audition for anything but trans roles, and that's the problem." Mm. So I get that. I have a trans friend who's an actress, and she gets very limited to only trans roles.
How do people know that she's a trans? Does she tell people that she is? Why tell somebody?
Well, she's kind of famous, so everybody knows who she is.
Well, but you know what I mean. If you're a trans and you find yourself with your identity, your identity, now you've satisfied your need to change your identity, why tell anybody? Just go into audition. How the hell are they going to know unless you tell them?
Well, I don't know. I guess if you're a trans actor or actress, it's a hard thing to, you know.
What's more important, though, Victoria, in this circumstance? Is it that you feel comfortable in your own skin, or you want everybody else to feel comfortable about you being in your skin? Because there's two different scenarios.
But I don't think it's about comfort level at all. It's about opportunity.
Well,
and so trans actors don't have that opportunity.
But you're I'm not suggesting that it's right or wrong, but you're swimming against the tide. So if you want, you've made yourself comfortable, you've become the human that you want to be, and you're to get kudos for that. But why does everybody else have to know that you are trans?
Well, it's not that everyone has to know. It's not, and it's not there. It's not that. That's not it. But in some cases, you can still tell. And so I think that, you know, all the makeup in the world is not going to make Bruce Jenner still look like, you know, like Caitlyn Jenner. You still know that that was obviously a man at some point. And so it's not really all about. Maybe some trans people can completely pass and no one would ever know. There's a trans man who's on America's Got Talent right now, and when he said he was born a female, the whole audience gasped because you would never think. So in that case, that guy's really lucky. But in other cases, if you can tell that the person was born of a different gender, then they're being discriminated against, and they're not being. Maybe they're a fabulous actor, and they're just not given that opportunity.
All right,
or,
music.
I don't know. I just feel like they're in, and I understand all of that and opportunity and all of that. But what if they're, maybe it has something to do with looks. We're talking about being judged by looks. I mean, maybe they just don't fit the role with where they are physically at that moment.
All right. We've figured out how to, twice today, wreck the music conversation
we'll get
by getting into other things. But it's an important conversation. 28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 days until his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and President Trump fires back at critics who say the president's not prepared for that one-on-one meeting. He speaks at a rally in Montana last night.
We're all fine. We're people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that. They don't say that.
However, when it comes to that latter nation, a trade war is officially underway. This morning, the tariffs the president's been promising on $34 billion worth of Chinese products kicked in, and China released a statement immediately saying it will be retaliating, though it hasn't detailed how. in Thailand, a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The Thai diver taking supplies to them when he died of a lack of oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Actually, more importantly, with you. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So this weird, this is the gross out section. Everybody get ready to either run away screaming or think, my God, how does this happen? A young lady had her, she went to get a pedicure. I've had pedicures. Ladies, I'm sure you've had pedicures. Mm-hmm. But who among us has had a fish pedicure? And just what is a fish? You dunk your feet in a tub of water filled with fish.
Yep, it's like a mini fish tank. And you just sit there and you put
dead
your feet
skin.
In it.
Yeah, they're the ultimate callus remover.
It's like, what is that? What are the, it's pariahs that eat your butt, right?
No, they don't.
Piranhas. Yeah, them too.
Pariahs, yeah. Now, these fish pedicure things, the first time I saw one was on an episode of Sex and the City. That's how long ago it
was. Really?
Or maybe it was the Sex and the City movie, but that was the first time I saw it. And then they kind of started popping up in L.A. I feel like L.A. kind of was at the forefront of this.
Yeah.
And then now they're everywhere. When we were on our honeymoon last year, in Mexico, they had in the spa, they had two pedicure chairs, and instead of putting your feet in a sink, it's a little square fish tank with these tiny, looks like little minnows, and they're swimming around. And they tried to, you know, offer that to me complimentary. I was like, I'll pass. Like, I just don't want.
Yeah, it's just become like a trendy tourist attraction. Some of the salons even have, like, they have it right in front of the window, so you can see everyone who's sitting there with their feet in the fish
tank. It just grosses me out.
And yeah,
the Kardashians did it, remember?
Yeah, but that's the thing, is everyone's curious about it, and so they all have to try it once. And apparently, once is enough to.
Didn't go well for this girl.
Maybe too much. Yeah, so what actually happened? They ate, she had, her toenails came off after the fish.
I think it was some kind of bacteria in the water. And it, whatever happened, it, I guess they don't replace
the fish. Probably from the fish poop.
Well, yeah.
Fish got poop in the water.
And you have apparently they don't change the water between uses. Yeah, and so you're sticking your feet in fish crap and also other people's. I'm sure the fish don't get every single little bit of things off of people's feet. So you're sticking your feet into other people's gross
in
feet.
In fungus water.
Yeah.
Right. And if getting a regular pedicure, you would never go into a place that didn't wash the tubs out in between pedicures. And essentially doing this, that's exactly what you are signing up for, which is crazy to me. But now this chick has no toenails. Just in time for summer.
Hey, let's see, an ad for Cheerios would be appropriate about now? Or
I wonder when it grows back what it's going to look like. It
says they can take up to a year.
Yeah, they take forever.
Yeah.
Awful. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, here's something. I don't know whether you think this is gross or not, ladies. There's a new ad for a new razor that will shave your legs. And apparently this is a good ad. Women with body hair, women with hair on their legs. This new razor advertisement shows a woman actually shaving her body hair. Except, would you want to be, all of you shave, right? I think we somehow or other got onto this, and Kara said she didn't shave as much because she wasn't dating. So,
poor that Kara.
Conversation.
Yeah. Yep, and now all the guys really want to date me, now that we've put it out there.
Yeah.
You're going to get some hairy leg fans.
The razor brand Billy says it's the first to feature hairy women. Well, what else would you, if you're advertising?
Everyone in shaving commercials is already,
they're
they
already hairless.
They show the after. They pretend to show them shaving, but then they just focus on their shiny.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, because they deemed body hair to be unattractive. So this is the first razor company that's actually showing real hair on women.
Really?
I'm fine without it. I'm fine with the after. I don't know if I need to see the shaving.
Hmm.
I don't really care either way. You need a razor. It's
awkward.
Not like it's.
I'm watching it now, and I'm totally fine. I don't care if there's hair or not hair in the commercials. The only thing I have a problem with is the close up of the razor with the hair in it afterwards. I'm not really a fan of that.
Oh, I like that. That's fun.
You would
I'll
like
take
that.
That. I
yeah.
would.
I'm fine with the hair. I just don't want to see the wet hair in the razor.
I don't want to see
pits afterwards.
I don't mind hairy legs. Like if someone's, you know, shaving hairy legs, I don't care about that. But the armpits, I can't handle.
I think there should be an episode of The Bachelorette where the bachelor shaves her legs.
There was one this season where they were in a spa and they painted her toes. They didn't do any leg shaving. I don't think I would want a guy to shave my leg. I don't trust them to be careful enough to not cut me. So
really,
yeah.
You ever tried?
I agree with that.
I haven't tried it, but legs are not straight. They've got curves to them, and I don't. I've got too many razor nightmares. I don't want to be cut by one. No thanks.
Huh. I tried to teach Lewis how to poach an egg last night. It was a disaster. There's no way I'm going to let him shave my legs.
Really? Jennifer, anybody ever shave your legs?
No, I like to do it myself.
Really?
Thanks for asking. Unless, I mean, you want to take a whack at it, we can if you want.
Doug would actually take a literal whack at it, so say goodbye to
give me a break, please. Come on. Weather and travel information. A lot of heavy rain, a lot of flooding all the way from Houston up into the Ohio River Valley. This week is hot, humid, and wet. And so there are people who are thinking, okay, where's the hurricane season? Because it is time. We had one earlier, I think, on Wednesday. It had almost 6 inches of rain at Hobby Airport. And so that closed the airport down for a while. And there's a when you go into places like Houston because of the hurricanes, there's a fear, and the it's almost calculated into the residents there because they were so affected by these hurricanes. And so now they hear the story about these big storms coming in. But if you live close, especially in that area, the Gulf Coast, you live close to the water, you might as well count on getting washed away with regularity. That's just the way it is. And the insurance companies more and more are saying, and the federal government also saying, we're not going to keep replacing these homes. And it may not even be in a hurricane. It could be, you know, we had here where I am last Thursday, we had 3.5 inches of rain in 4.5 hours. It just poured. And I ruined 20 great bales of round hay. It cost me $1,500 because we couldn't get into the field and get the hay out fast enough. And that's what happens. Not that a lot of people measure it by what's going on the farm, but in terms of traveling, who'd go to Houston on vacation? Anybody here want to go to Houston? And I'm not saying I'm not taking a shot at Texas, but why would you go to Houston for vacation? It's hot.
Why would you go to any major city, though?
Yeah, that's a point.
I live in New York City, and I wonder all the time, like, why are people here?
It's different. I'll tell you, a great city to vacation or go to visit. I don't take a vacation, but when I go visit, I found when I was traveling and visiting stations that I was on all around the country, Seattle was one of my favorite stops. And there's something about Seattle that is just fascinating.
It's a great city.
It's a great
city. I like Seattle and Boston. Yeah. Those are the best.
Yeah. Northwest. You get up into Vancouver as well, Victoria, British Columbia, absolutely magnificent areas to go.
But if you're somewhere else in Texas and you want to go to a city, why wouldn't you go to Dallas or Houston?
I don't have an answer to that.
All right, well, you asked why would anyone go to Houston. I'm sure there's plenty of reasons why people would.
Well, other than the Bush Library, the Presidential Library, I don't know what's there. A lot of insurance companies. What is there to see in
Sports
Houston?
Teams. You could go to baseball games, football games.
Yeah. Go to your own
basketball
team.
Anymore. Not football anymore. Right.
So I came across this. I thought you would find interesting as to how we live our lives, the way we choose where to go, and how many places in our lives we habitually visit, mostly on vacation. Survey says there are, with most people, a maximum of 25 places they have visited that they want to go back to, and often they do. There's an interesting aspect of human behavior here when you dig around this. This is a study entitled Evidence for a Conservative Quality in Human Mobility. That sounds kind of like a lot of gobbledygook. Anyway, they traced 40,000 people's collective trips. Data sets of different trips. Researchers analyzed the students to find out where they went. You know, after you get out of school, you go on a trip. Did you go, when you graduated from college, Victoria, did you take a trip?
No, because I had already lived in England, so no. Right. I started working right away.
What about you, Jennifer? Did you take a trip when you got out of school?
After college?
Right
out of high school, we went to, I think we did like a little vacation. But after college, I was already, I mean, I took the long program. I was already 28.
Right. That's right, true.
So, but I mean, I traveled a lot during, when my mom went to England, I went to England. I went to Ireland, Italy, to Germany. So I did traveling, yes.
Mm. What about you,
Not
Kara?
Related to school, though.
No.
I didn't take one specifically. I also took one in my junior year of high school. Right after that, I took a big one to Europe. But after college, not really.
It really is very interesting. The point of this study is that when you're young, you make up your mind. You go to places, maybe with your parents, or you take a trip. In my case, I was influenced by my wife, Toni, who had gone to England to do her teaching practicum, worked in an infant school. And she became very close with a woman who was the headmistress of the school. So she was going back and forth to visit. When we married, I started going over there and felt so comfortable being in England that I have been back at least 100 times to England. My daughter went to school there, so I'd go over every month to make sure she was okay. But there's something about being there. And so I understand. I actually was surprised that there were 25 places that people want to visit.
That sounds like a lot.
I thought it was a lot, too. All right, it's 46 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. 93% of people listen to music in their cars, so why not make sure that your vehicle has the best sound system available? That's exactly what Acura did in the new RDX. 28-time Grammy nominee and 8-time Grammy winner, producer Elliot Shiner tuned the system. Who better to put together the system than the man that recorded artists like the Foo Fighters and Queen? This new ELS audio system has 16 speakers and 710 watts of audio. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Everyone is at risk of stroke, but minorities are at greatest risk.
We don't understand exactly all the reasons behind this, but what we know is that the similar risk factors for stroke, which are apparent in the entire population, are more common, particularly in African Americans.
Dr. Maisha Robinson says African Americans are not only at increased risk of having a stroke, but they're also at increased risk of being debilitated by or dying from a stroke.
Knowing your number, being able to assess the situation and then addressing the situation with regard to blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet is very important, particularly in that population.
Stroke is a medical emergency. Symptoms include difficulty speaking, paralysis or numbness in the face, arm, or leg, difficulty seeing, difficulty walking, or a sudden intense headache. Call 911 if this happens. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the race against time, most of you know, although maybe you were out of sync yesterday with the realities of what's going on in Thailand. That story continues and will be a story for probably a week or maybe longer. They figure out how to get these 12 boys and their coach out of this cave. It somehow flooded. They're there on a trip, right? And so now they're trying to figure out how to drain the water out of the cave. But if something isn't done, this doesn't end well if they don't get in there pretty quickly and figure out how to get them fresh air, some supplies. Now let's keep our fingers crossed. They'll hold a good thought for the safe return and release of these 12 boys down in that cave in Thailand. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for some food news. Food, now, I guess this would fit in that category. Victoria and Kara here, the fellow who stars in Queer Eye, Porowski, is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, Anthony. Yeah, Anthony Porowski. Porowski?
Yeah.
Porowski.
Opening up a restaurant there in New York where you are. And one wonders what will be, this is a big talked about place. Why is the focus on him and what kind of a restaurant? It's fast, casual food concept, he says. Going to be opening in New York. Where is there about stars that think they can open up a restaurant
and make it
successful?
Well, he's a chef. Yeah, so his background
is
in food.
Yeah, and he was a restaurant manager before he landed this part on the show. So it's within the realm of his resume.
Is he straight?
No, they're all gay on the Queer Eye. Yeah. They're all, okay. Yeah.
I know, and I've watched that. I thought, we've had some conversation about...
I think you would love it.
Scarlett Johansson and, trading places in a sense, changing your sexual identity.
Well, they're not acting, though. There's a... Yeah,
they're just there.
Yeah,
okay.
they're all queer.
Okay, got it. After going from a Queer Eye to the McDonald's Corporation, McDonald's has announced, under the circumstances, this is not news in the sense that we have the ability to get breakfast. I don't know why you would want to go get breakfast, but I know it sounds like an elitist point of view. I've never been in a McDonald's, and I'm not sure.
Ever in your life? You've never been to a McDonald's?
Never been into a McDonald's, no.
But okay. You've been to Chick-fil-A. You've been to a lot of other fast food
places. I've been to a Chick-fil-A. I've been to a Wendy's. Let's see. What else
have if you've never been to McDonald's, you are missing out on the best French fries, in
really?
My opinion. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to stay away from that stuff, but thank you for the suggestion. The world's biggest restaurant company is fighting back because a lot of other companies are doing breakfast sales, so they are discounting breakfast catering. The Seinfeld episode is selling only the tops of muffins. Do you remember that? They're offering coffee cake and blueberry muffin tops now in your area, Kara, down in Baltimore. They're starting a program to see how it works. Remember when, I actually do remember this Seinfeld episode. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was Elaine, and she sold only the upper part of the muffin. And that's the only one part that's any good. I bought a muffin the other day in the airport, and I ate the top of it and threw the bottom of it away.
It's a lot of people do. That's why it became a Seinfeld thing, because all those great episodes that were so relatable, that's
so
what made
Dunkin'
them great.
So Dunkin' Donuts, what other... Pete's, do any of these other places? I know I was in the store the other day when I bought the Tops. They have new gluten-free muffins. So and they're just the Tops to the muffins.
That's so bizarre to me. Why don't they just sell it like bread? I don't know.
I guess, eat
the bottom of it. So here's the deal. The top part's the best, but it's a huge waste. Why would you pay the money for it? And also, someone went through the trouble of making that. It still tastes good. I just eat the bottom.
Put jelly and stuff on it.
You know what it is, though?
I eat the bottom, and then I eat the top last. That way you save the best part for last, and you get that taste in your mouth at the end. It's not a huge struggle to eat the rest of it.
But some of those muffins, though, like Dunkin' Donuts muffins, are massive. And so if you break off, and the top parts tend to break off pretty easily. So I think that's part of the reason why people eat the tops and then they leave the bottoms. But the tops are also kind of crunchy on the edges, and people like that more than the bottom parts.
Yummy. Right. All right. Next item from food, and I suppose we could call this food and family farm news. The heaviest coffee drinkers are okay. According to some new research, this is back and forth. This is science at its best or worst, because how many times have you heard the story about coffee bad for you and then coffee good for you? Well, apparently coffee is really, really, really good for you. People less likely to die early if you drink a lot of coffee, more so than those who don't drink coffee. Uh-oh, that's not good for me or you, Victoria.
I know. I'm going to start throwing in a decaf here and there.
Another piece of good news for coffee lovers. Gets even better. It doesn't matter what kind of coffee you drink. Decaf, instant, makes no difference. Coffee drinkers fared better than people who did not drink coffee at the National Cancer Institute study using data from people taking part in a genetic study in England called Biobank. More than 500,000 people volunteered to give blood, answer detailed health and lifestyle questions for research here. And then they looked at death rates. Over the 10 years of the study, people who drank coffee, no matter how much or what kind, were less likely to die over the 10-year period than non-coffee drinkers. I still don't like the taste of it, smell of it. Either. People who say they drank more than 8 cups a day were less likely to die on average than non-drinkers. How much do you have to pee, though, if you drink 8 cups a day? That's my question. All right, here's to you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.